There are also humanitarian concerns in Georgia's breakaway regions that are at the center of this conflict. The city of Skhinvali is in South Ossetia. It was hit last week by the Georgian military. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford went to the city today.
Many parts of Skhinvali now lie in ruins. There are apartment buildings with gaping holes in their sides, other homes that have all but burned to the ground. On one city square, there's the mangled wreck of two Georgian tanks that the Russian military says attacked Russian peacekeepers at the start of this conflict. It's one reason for the ferocity of the Russian response. Thousands of Ossetians have fled as refugees, and the streets of Skhinvali are quiet. Those residents who did remain say they have no running water and no electricity. They're furious at what happened to them here, and they put the blame squarely on Georgia and on President Mikhail Saakashvili. Many people told me they see no future now for Ossetia inside Georgia. Outside the capital, several houses in ethnic Georgian villages are on fire, plumes of smoke rising high into the sky. The Russian military says that's because Georgian snipers are still hiding out here. They deny rumors that Ossetians are looting and burning Georgian villages in revenge.
That is the BBC's Sarah Rainsford in the Georgian breakaway region of South Ossetia.